Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, January 10th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Lavelle Hendricks. Birthdays, boxing great and entrepreneur George Foreman from the East Texas town of Marshall is 65 today. He became as well known as a TV pitch man as a pugilist.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Potato wedges.
Uh-huh.
Steak.
Sure.
Paninis.
Easy.
Salmon.
My specialty.
Vegetables.
Naturally.
From frozen.
You bet. Great tasting, healthier food in minutes.
Rod Stewart is 69 today. On this day in history, in 1901, oil drillers hit a gusher at Spindle Top near Beaumont in southeast Texas, signaling the start of the oil industry in Texas and the U.S.
The geyser of crude oil shoots almost 200 feet into the air. The Hamels were hoping for 50 barrels a day. The well would soon be pumping out over 80,000, making the U.S. the largest oil producer in the world. Overnight, the backers funding the rig are nearly $40 million richer. The Hamel brothers become legends.
Dallas Cowboys fans, you may want to cover your ears for the next few seconds. On this day in 1982, Dwight Clark of the San Francisco 49ers makes the catch to upset the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game. This is Vin Scully and Hank Stram on CBS.
Third and three. We'll see a pickup sometime on the right side, possibly. Montana looking, throwing in the end zone.
Number one on the charts this day in 1976. Put your ears on, good buddy. It's C.W. McCall and Convoy.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
On the KETR events calendar this Saturday at Cooper Lake State Park, it's a Dutch oven cooking program from 10 a.m. to 11:30. You'll learn the basics of cooking in the Camp Dutch Oven, a bit of history about cast iron and the Dutch oven, and maybe a recipe or two. Be sure to bring a plate and a spoon to grab you a taste. This will take place at the Honey Creek Amphitheater in the South Sulphur Unit. Call 903-945-5256 for more information, 903-945-5256, or see events at KETR.org. A Dutch oven cooking program at Cooper Lake State Park this Saturday morning from 10 to 11:30. Our thought for the day, it is of practical value to learn to like yourself. Since you must spend so much time with yourself, you might as well get some satisfaction out of the relationship. Thank you, Norman Vincent Peale. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Lavelle Hendricks, who is the associate editor of the Journal of Counseling and Addiction and also an associate professor of counseling here at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, John Mark?
I'm great. Lavelle, you tell me there's a drug called Crocodile, which I have never heard of before, but you say this is the most dangerous drug in the world.
That is absolutely correct, John Mark. A lot of individuals are not familiar with this drug. This drug actually originated in Russia. That was an addiction to heroin. And when the Russians pulled out of Afghanistan, of course, they could no longer get the opiate plant to produce the heroin and so forth. So Russians turned to this new drug called Crocodile. It's desamorphine, it's paint thinner, it's gasoline, it's lithium acid, it's iodine, and all of these ingredients are combined together. They place it inside of a syringe and they inject it in a certain part of their body. John Mark, the reason this drug is the most dangerous drug in the world is because Americans are not familiar with it. There are about 1.5 million cases in Russia, and I did a presentation for the Texas Association of Addiction Professionals back in July, and I said, if this drug ever makes its way into the United States, look out. I really thought that the drug would make it to New York perhaps this coming fall. Well, we now have two confirmed cases in Utah and two confirmed cases in Arizona. And John Mark, it is deadly. It is the most horrific drug ever invented by man. Once they inject the drug inside of their bodies, what happens is the iodine eats the tissues and the flesh and the tendons away from the bone. The outside of the skin turns brown or an olive color, and they call it crocodile because if you envision a crocodile, the skin of a crocodile on the outside, it starts cracking up. And eventually what happens, John Mark, is that the iodine begins to rot the flesh from the inside out as though a crocodile has taken a bite out of a person's arm. It is horrible.
Mm. And, you know, as you describe that to me, the concoction that you just described, it seems to me that somebody that would invent such a thing almost is a malevolent person, that the intent is there for this thing to be, well, be horrible.
But as you know, John Mark, in the field of addiction, the first stage of addiction is always what was called experimentation. A person always wants to experiment with the drug. And once they experiment with the drug, then they get addicted to the drug itself.
But you tell me now that this is really not much in the United States as yet, although it's starting to make its appearance.
It's making its appearance again in Utah and Arizona, two confirmed cases. The interesting about that is that Utah, for the most part, has the lowest crime rate, the lowest addiction rate of any state in the nation. And now we have two confirmed cases in Utah, two confirmed cases in Arizona. I encourage the listening audience, feel free to call me, contact me, email me. I'll be more than happy to send them pictures of what this drug actually does to a body. It is horrible, John Mark.
Yeah. And not to get away from the crocodile thing, we'll come back to that perhaps, but we were talking before the mics went on. There's been so much publicity about the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, and supposedly one time he took crack cocaine and then admitted to it after being badgered about it for a long time. What's your take on that story and his behavior, which has been bizarre? And is he sort of an example of the cost of drug abuse?
I've always said when it comes to addictive behaviors, either this individual is going to implode, self-explode, hurt someone, or hurt himself. This individual needs help. And he's apologizing now, in my professional opinion, based on the fact that he's got caught. I find it rather interesting that he would say, I've only used it once. We do know that people who are abusing crack, cocaine, or any type of drugs for that matter, they normally will come apologizing. It's pretty plain with most politicians. I'm sorry that I called. The mayor needs help, John Mark.
Yeah. All of this seemed to start, Lavelle, you and I are pretty close to the same age, I think. And all of this seemed to start in a major way, late 60s, early 70s. That's when we at least became very aware of it, conscious of it. Do you see, is it worse now than it ever has been, or do you have some reason for optimism?
Now, regarding whether or not we have more drug cases, it's important to understand for your listening audience. In America, we have roughly 300 million plus folks. We comprise 5% of the world's population. But John Mark, 65% of all addiction to illegal drugs are found right here in the United States.
Mm. And so when we complain about the drugs coming into the country, we need to look in the mirror.
Well, I think it goes back to that what was called supply and demand. And unfortunately, there is a demand here in the United States.
Right. Lavelle, we're out of time, but we'll talk about this again or something similar to it, something related to it, right?
Look forward to it, and always thank you for your coffee.
Very good. We've been talking with Lavelle Hendricks, who is the Associate Editor of the Journal of Counseling and Addiction and also Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.